Let's go, girls.
Welcome to the AmeriChicks with Kim Monson and Molly Vogt. Molly is a former mutual fund consultant and retirement plan specialist who is currently the director and founder of My Purse Politics. Kim served as a city councilwoman, is a former investment broker, and now a successful entrepreneur. Now, let's hear what's hatching in local and national politics with the AmeriChicks. Molly and Kim.
Hey, welcome to the AmeriChicks, Molly Vogt and Kim Monson. I'm Kim Monson.
And I'm Molly Vogt.
And we are Sleuths for Truth. We are educating, inspiring, and encouraging people to engage by dissecting issues as right versus wrong instead of right versus left. So what a show we have planned for you today. We hope you are having a very wonderful Wednesday. There's a lot going on out in the national front. There's stuff going on here in Colorado. So we're going to talk a little bit about current events. And then we have in studio with us Corey Gerlitz. She is the executive director of Construction Industry Training Council. She's a new friend of ours, Molly, and I find great inspiration. She inspires me by what she does every day.
Well, she absolutely does, and the word of the day is job, J-O-B, because I know a lot of people have been out there looking. And, you know, when we sit down and talk to Corey, and she's like, I'm hiring. We're hiring. And they're helping people get their degree, get their certification, and get their schooling in and their apprenticeships in. So we're not even going to tell them the details yet. They'll have to stay with us and listen. But I'm just super excited that that's great news. There are jobs available for people who want them.
That's right. So, Corey, it's great to have you in studio with us today. So thank you.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, it's our delight and our honor. Before we get to the great work that you're doing, because you truly are an exceptional endeavor, there's a lot going on, Molly, out there. First of all, prayers for, obviously, for the continued recovery efforts with Hurricane Harvey. And Hurricane Irma, it looks like she's going to be pretty mean.
Dude, it is hurricane season, not only, like, literally, but also at the White House.
At the White House?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What do you mean, Miss Molly?
Well, it's time for everybody to get to work, don't you think? It's kind of like they're going to be running around like crazy. I mean, they really need to get to work finally. For once, do their jobs. But we'll get to that.
We'll get to that.
Okay. So Irma, crazy. We just had Harvey. We've got Irma, who is the largest, I guess the largest on record ever, right, in the Atlantic. And it's 185 miles per hour winds. And it's crushing. It hit the Caribbean in St. Martin. And then now I see Barbados, I think. And, man, it's just going to keep coming at us. With people in Florida are trying to get the heck out of there. The Keys have been evacuated, and people are stressing because they don't have enough gas and food and water. But then you see there's two more storms coming behind them that they think are now turning into hurricanes. And that's Jose and, I think, Katia or Katia or something like that with the K.
We'll know the name soon enough, I'm sure, how to pronounce
it. Yeah, I think it's Katia.
Katia. Okay. So, yeah, they're just coming at us. And so I just want to make a funny thing. So, obviously, you should be prepared in case of an emergency. And there are different, you know, government agencies like FEMA and different, you know, public health groups, Department of Health, that over the years have always said, make sure you're prepared. Make sure that you have enough food and emergency supplies in bulk in case of like a natural disaster or what they're calling PC now, terrorist attack, is a man-made attack. So you've got to make sure that you've got enough supplies on hand. And that makes total sense. So you're not rushing to the store at the last minute trying to get baby formula or water or something. But then I remembered and I looked back. And I remembered Senator Rand Paul in 2011. He was on C-SPAN, and he was warning us that in the Department of Justice, in the FBI records, there was actually a rule how to tell who's a terrorist. And if you have more than 7 days of food stored up, they could consider you a terrorist and take you in.
I, from time to time, go to Costco. How about if I have too much salsa? Would that be a problem?
I don't think that's possible, Kimmy, because you eat it really fast. But, you know, I know what you would have for a while, like vegetables. Like, let's say you got a bunch of vegetables.
Right.
Yeah, those would last.
Okay.
But anyway, so but I joke, but it's just like, you know, you want to prepare. And I look at the people in Houston and how they're helping each other. They haven't been waiting for the government to come help them out. They were out helping each other. You know, as individuals, humans, we can help each other and we can prepare for the future. I mean, we have the ability to reason. It's what makes us different than animals.
You know, I think that we've gotten away from preparation, though. I mean, certainly you can be over the top. I mean, it's your choice, however. But I also think that people have gotten a little too dependent on being able to go to the grocery store and just have everything available. I mean, what an amazing thing to be able to go to the grocery store and we have bottled water and all. You know, we never know when there might be some kind of a glitch or an EMP or something. I mean, we probably all should start to think about being prepared. And that also goes into, I think, our educational system. I think we've gotten away from teaching saving and investing.
Right.
And that can segue into one of my issues, and that is this whole slavery thing. And Molly, you had mentioned that in the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C., they are, after 2 years of study and debate, they're going to remove stained glass windows honoring Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson.
Yep.
Now, this is under, quote unquote, I would say, under the guise of slavery. You know, these are Civil War guys, and certainly whether or not to expand slavery into the territories was one of the big things about the Civil War. However, if we don't remember our history, we are destined to repeat it. Mm-hmm. And I'm asking how much people really care. I just had heard that I think there were 7 individuals that were killed in Chicago on the streets this weekend, and I think 35 were injured. Now, to me, instead of putting in scaffolding to take down some windows in the National Cathedral, if we really care about people, I think we should be doing something about that. And I've been thinking about slavery. I mean, slavery is an awful thing. And I think that we are not teaching everyone that, you know, at the time of America's founding, slavery was prevalent throughout the world. And what is slavery, Molly? Is it not force and coercion?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, so kind of going to our friends, Reverend C.L. Bryant, going to Star Parker, when we talk about slavery, coercion would be, and force. Force would be basically taking the fruits of someone's labor. You know, in the Declaration of Independence, one of the things is the pursuit of happiness. So what that means is you should be able to keep most of the fruits of your labor. Certainly there's some that needs to go to government, but most of that you get to keep. And we found that with a vibrant middle class, it's been amazing what's happened in America. But with these laws now, we are pushing our middle class and we're trying to make more and more people dependent on government. And when that happens, aren't people dependent on something, you know, some other entity up there? So I think instead of taking down these windows, I think that we need to work to have policies that expand the middle class, that give people hope of what, you know, Corey's going to be talking about, what they're doing with the Construction Industry Training Council.
Good point, Kimmy. I agree 100%.
Interesting segue.
Yes.
You both are looking at me like, where is she going on this? But it made sense to me.
No, it totally does. And one of the interesting lines I see that was described by the speakers for the Washington National Cathedral who are removing the stained glass windows because they have Confederate leaders on them. They said they've concluded the windows tell an incomplete and misleading account of our history. Now, how is it incomplete or misleading to actually show the time of the Civil War when we fought to get rid of slavery? How is that an incomplete picture? Shouldn't we be teaching the truth? Because, Kim, you talk about it. There is still slavery today. There is still a lot of slavery today in other countries and some in our own country. And I know that you're talking about kind of a government forced slavery rather than the shackled kind, but there is still the shackled kind today in other countries as well. And if we don't tell people about it and how terrible it is, then people can can start to enslave others again. And how do you get to that point? You get to that point by the demeaning other people because they don't agree with you. So we start to say, oh, well, they're on the far left or they're on the far right or they voted for Trump or they voted for Bernie Sanders. So, you know, it's okay to hate them. And then when you start to see somebody with so much hate and disregard, you start to see them as not human. And that will allow you to get to the point, I think, mentally, where you're okay to enslave somebody else. You think it's okay. So I think we need to preserve history. We need to teach it the awful truth of what's happened and the good truth about what Americans did to fight neighbor against neighbor, family against family, to get rid of slavery legally.
Well, and that's a great little comment. Or did you have something, Corey?
Well, I was just thinking, you still have all the concentration camps that are up in Germany, Poland, and
North Korea,
they're not being torn down. They're not being torn down because you remind the people of the
past.
That's
a good point.
So they don't go back to it.
Right.
That's when we were
in Normandy, you know, we went to the kids' schools, and these kids still have, they have an American flag, they have Thomas Jefferson pictures, and then the French flags too. But all over the area, they were reminded of what America and Great Britain did, to how much they risked to help them get out from underneath tyranny and out of the concentration camps as well.
Absolutely.
Because they see it every day, which is why we need to make sure that we continue to teach the true history here in America.
Well, and Corey, to your point, as I was walking in today, I was thinking about World War II. So your point on these concentration camps is very, very important. But there's something unique about Americans that we go to other countries, you know, World War II, to stand against tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to think, in the course of history, typically it has been to overcome someone else. And so this idea of liberty and freedom and this American idea is so unique. We need to preserve it and we need to talk about it.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So that's what we want to do. We want to encourage you to have these kind of conversations with your friends and have them with us. 303-632-4160. We're Molly and Kim, the AmeriChicks. We'll be right back.
Bookkeeping, accounting, and taxes, oh my! No need to worry about your company or personal finances with the proven professionals at Predovich & Company. Predovich & Company are certified public accountants who offer exceptional services to individuals, businesses, and nonprofits. Serving the South Metro area, the team at Predovich & Company strives to take a proactive approach in understanding your tax, accounting, and bookkeeping needs and situation. Give Predovich & Company a call at 303-791-3000 or check out their website at dpredovich.com and be sure to tell them the AmeriChicks sent you.
In a world of uncertainty, anything can happen. It pays to protect yourself, your family, your business, your home, and your car. And it pays to work with the proven professionals at Alliance Insurance Services. Jeremy McCallum and his Alliance Insurance Services team work with a variety of insurance companies competing for your business. Jeremy and the Alliance Insurance Services team helps you find the right insurance at the right price. They know you'll sleep better at night knowing Alliance Insurance Services is handling all of your insurance needs. Give them a call today at 303-431-9351. That's 303-431-9351. And be sure to tell them the AmeriChicks sent you.
Have a great night out and watch the best movies under the stars at the historic 88 Drive-In Theater. Beginning Friday, September 1st, the features at 88 Drive-In will include Annabelle, Creation, Atomic Blonde, Dunkirk, and Exit. Box office opens at 6 p.m. on Friday and Saturday, 7 p.m. Sunday through Thursday. Admission includes all features. The pizza special runs Monday through Thursday. Receive one 12-inch pizza and two 16-ounce sodas, all for $11. The pizzas are served fresh and hot from their oven. They are a staff favorite. May they suggest a warm funnel cake for dessert? They have added a fifth topping. Try their Fluffernutter funnel cake. What's a Fluffernutter funnel cake? It's a delightful mixture of marshmallow cream and peanut butter topping. Yum. If you're a veteran looking to purchase a home, choose the local experts, Kim Sturtz and Mark Cook at Home Mortgage Alliance. VA loans offer qualifying veterans the option to buy without a down payment. And since these loans are government insured, limited closing fees. Active duty military, reserves, National Guard, retired military, and surviving spouses may qualify. Give Kim Sturtz or Mark Cook at Home Mortgage Alliance a call today at 303-888-2732. Or check them out on the AmeriChicks referral list at AmeriChicks.com. Home Mortgage Alliance LLC is an approved FHA lender and sponsored agent of VA loans. NMLS number 1137507.
Hey, yes, we are the AmeriChicks, Molly Vogt and Kim Munson. Check out our website, AmeriChicks.com. There's all kinds of great information there. And all of our shows are archived there. And then we are the AmeriChicks on Facebook and Twitter. And then check out our hashtag, I Am a Movement, Facebook. That's pretty interesting as well.
Yes, and add your solution. So hashtag I'm a movement. Basically what it is we are challenging people to prove that they are smarter than big government, because we think there's a lot of people smarter than big government. Because let's face it, the smart people that get elected, they go to Congress, and then all of a sudden, they lose the marbles. But anyway.
I'm going to Washington, leaving my brain.
So we want to know, you know, so we're asking people, what's the number one issue on your heart today? Why does it matter to you personally? And then what's your solution? Come up with a solution, share it with us, and hashtag I'm a movement. So please do that.
So, yes, and that website is AmeriChicks.com. Before we jump into all of this, you know, Molly, we love entrepreneurs. And one of our Growing Our Brand partners is Alliance Insurance Services, Jeremy McCallum and his whole group. And they can do all of these different things for your all of your insurance needs, whether or not it's home, auto, toys, life, the whole thing. And so we would highly recommend that you check them out. Their phone number is 303-431-9351, and their website is insuranceincolorado.net. And Jeremy McCallum and his whole team over at Alliance Insurance Services can certainly help you out and tailor your plan for your individual needs. So we love entrepreneurs here at the AmeriChicks.
Yep, we sure do. And if anybody else wants to increase your foot traffic, give us a call. 303-632-4160.
You got it.
So one more. Can we talk about one more current event?
What is it?
Healthcare prices are in.
Yeah.
And guess what?
Ding, 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 ding.
Looks like rates are going up again. Uh-huh, 20 uh-huh. plus percent, depending on where you are.
I know.
Huh. Well, there's a shocker. Hey, guess what, Congress? Maybe you should do your job, like you said you were going to do, get in there and repeal Obamacare and let the competition do the work and let our prices come down.
Wait, I think they were on vacation, Molly.
Oh, well, sorry about that. But, then I guess we're not paying them, right? While they're on vacation.
Well, yeah, so they're on vacation, and premiums in the individual Colorado market, just in, they're up 26.7%. When I'm talking about the squeeze on the middle class, this is the people that are hurt, and then you have different entities out there saying that we need to, that, you know, the government needs to come in and subsidize, which, what is that? That means the middle class will be taxed more to come in and subsidize this, and it's just this squeeze on the middle class that is just breaking my heart.
It absolutely is, and we could fix it. I mean, I see that in Pennsylvania, the acting secretary of the Department of Human Services, Teresa Miller, she is asking Washington to ease their premium hikes by making cost-sharing payments to insurers so that they don't have that 20-plus percent increase. I just want to tell you something, Teresa Miller. When the government comes in and starts to guarantee certain payments to a for-profit group like an insurance company, that's going to increase rates rather than decrease rates because they are guaranteed money from the government. Just like free school loans, just like free housing, just like all of that. When they're guaranteed to get money, they're going to keep increasing the prices. How about this? How about you go in and we ask Congress to go ahead and change the laws and allow insurance companies to offer different packages to different people based on what those people need. Then we have many different insurance companies that are actually competing for us rather than like Tennessee only has one choice. Oklahoma only has one choice. All of these different states, you're losing choices, which means you're losing competition, which means pricing goes up. Government, get out of health care because you're making it too expensive.
Okay, Molly, just a quick question. If you have the word one and choice in the same sentence, is there really a choice? One choice?
No.
Thank you, Corey. You couldn't get it, Molly.
Oh, man.
But, you know, now that you have really...
I hate it when you're right.
Yeah. Let's change. Let's just change things over here. Okay. Let's go to something really positive.
Okay, jobs.
How's that?
J-O-B.
Corey Gerlitz, it is so great to have you in studio here with the AmeriChicks.
Thank you for having me here. This is fun.
And this is your inaugural radio broadcast, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Folks, you heard it here. Corey Gerlitz.
Absolutely. First time.
You got it. Corey is the executive director of the Construction Industry Training Council. And Corey, I have just a heart for what you do. We met probably back in May. Mm-hmm. We were honored, Molly and I, to give
our graduation.
Yes, the graduation commencement address. It was just really wonderful. And what you have done to support, you know, these students and to see them walk across the stage, and then each of them had noted someone that they were thankful, that they were grateful for. And I don't think there's enough gratitude going around in America today. So tell us a little bit about that first.
Yeah, that's kind of fun. And we encourage all of our students who are graduating to do that, to sit and think about over the past 4 years, all of the sacrifices that they've had to make. And in that process, who did they also inadvertently sacrifice? Sometimes it's families while you're staying up late studying. Sometimes it's contractors not appreciating what they're doing for you by paying for your education and helping you through this process. And so we want them to really think about it and to say thanks and to say, hey, thanks for sticking with me and allowing me this opportunity. And I've made it and I'm here. And you were part of that process.
Well, I love it. Corey, tell us a little bit about CITC and what you guys do there.
Sure. So CITC was founded in the late 80s, 1988, by several different commercial trade associations in town. And the idea was to have one place that the contractors could send their apprentices to get quality training, to get the most well-rounded apprentice possible. And they knew that they were going to be training each other's apprentices. They've got their competitors coming in, if you will, as our instructors teaching. And so the idea really became, this is not, we're trying to steal employees. We are really trying to make the best apprentice possible, because regardless if they stay with you for 20 years, they're going to end up back on this other guy's job site in another capacity. So you need the best and you need the safest and the most qualified worker possible. And that's how we came to be.
Well, and it goes to a rising tide lifts all boats. And so you can either look at, you either have an abundance mentality or not. And typically an abundance mentality can create all kinds of new things and innovations. So good
Absolutely.
For you on that.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Well, and I love it because you're helping others rather than trying to hold certain people down so other people can get lifted up. You're teaching everybody.
Right.
And then talk about how some of the students, and we had a few on the radio that shared their stories with us, and certain students didn't have to pay for their classes, and it wasn't because the government or some public entity was funding it. It was because private groups were funding it. Tell us about that.
Absolutely, and that's not just some of our students. That's actually most of our students. So when you come into the CITC, the first most important thing we do is hook you up with one of our contractors so you're working. And now you're working full-time. You're making an incredible wage because salaries are so high right now. Even with no experience, you can walk in and start making a very, very livable wage. You're getting all your benefits. And your contractor generally will pay your tuition and your books or a portion thereof to where you're not saddled with this debt when you're done. So at the end of the 4 years worth of training, you've got college credit, you've got your certificate from the DOL saying you've completed, you're ready to go test for your journeyman's, and you have no student loan debt. So
boy, that's really freeing, isn't it?
Yeah. It's such a neat thing, Corey, because it's a partnership between the employer and the employee.
Absolutely.
And it's so different. You know, we see people now that are out there, you know, protesting. They want to increase minimum wage. I want to increase minimum wage. Instead of thinking, you know, how can I create more value for this employer, for this job, for this company I work for, so that then I earn more money? I want to be in a partnership with that because it's going to help me grow financially and my skills and everything. It's kind of like we're thinking differently. Like we're thinking somebody just needs to just give me a job and give me a paycheck regardless of how well I do.
Right. The entitlement factor.
Right.
Yeah. There's not a whole lot of that going on there. The people who are down at CITC, they want to work. You know, you don't have to have any experience. You just have to want to work and be willing to work hard. Construction is not easy. It will take its toll on you. It really does work over your body. But if you stick with it and you work hard, we're going to get you through the rest of it. You don't have to be afraid. If you've been out of school for a while, you don't have to worry about, well, I don't remember everything about calculus or trigonometry, or I don't remember this, or my reading comprehension is not where it should be. We can help you with all of that. If you ask for the help, we can help you with anything and everything that you're coming down here with us. But you have to have the desire to work hard and you have to show up.
Mm-hmm. This is the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim on KDMT, and we're talking with Corey Gerlitz, who's the Executive Director of the Construction Industry Training Council, or CITC. You've mentioned that that the industry is hiring. Talk to us about what the job market looks like right now in Colorado.
Oh my gosh, the unemployment rate in Denver right now is at 2.1%, which is actually the lowest it has ever been. And we started reporting these statistics in the mid to early 70s, I think.
And that's not just in construction. You're saying overall unemployment?
I'm saying overall unemployment. Denver is at the very lowest in the nation at 2.1%. I think the Denver metro area is at 2.3% or 2.4%. But Denver proper is at 2.1%. And right now, we're going to need over 30,000 people within the next 7 years. Currently, in the Denver metro area, 168,000 people are employed in the construction industry. And it's not enough. It's not enough. I have contractors calling me every single day. Who came in today? Is anybody looking? Do you have anybody who wants to come down? Who wants to be a carpenter? Who wants to be an electrician? Send them to me. Now.
Yeah.
And we're just not getting enough people. So you've also got the baby boomers on the other end of that retiring. So not only do we not have enough people in the trade, but you've got all of the experience and knowledge retiring over the next 5 to 10 years. So we're at a critical point.
And so then, Corey, you had mentioned that, you know, Hurricane Harvey and Irma may be pushing us towards more construction
jobs.
It
is. It's going to actually make it probably a little worse in Denver because there's going to be such a great need going on in Texas and in Florida that a lot of our craftspeople who have been trained are going to see the opportunity to go down there and even make more money than they're making now. And
because of the high demand.
Yeah, we're going to be in a bigger deficit.
Now, Corey, what if somebody is listening to this broadcast right now and they're intrigued? What do they do? How do they get a hold of you?
Call me. Call me at 303-893-1500. Come down and see us. We're located real close to 6th and Mariposa. Walk in, sit down and talk to me. We're going to find out what trade you want to do. We're going to figure out about your lifestyle. Does this work for you? Are you really ready for this change? And then we're going to hook you up with our contractors and get you employed.
You know, Corey, I could see at the graduation ceremonies that there's just this real affection. You really have a care for each of these students. but it does seem like you are looking for people that are committed. You know, if you're not committed, you know,
Absolutely.
You need to wait a little bit.
Yeah, this isn't a job. This is a career change. So if you're looking for a quick job, this is not for you. It's a long process. You need to have 8,000 hours of on-the-job training to be considered a journeyman in your trade. That's 4 years. As a 4 years at a full-time job, that is a long time to devote to something just for a job.
Plus studying at night. This is the AmeriChicks. We are with Corey Gerlitz. She is the Executive Director of Construction Industry Training Council. This is a lot of great information, one of our exceptional Endeavor shows. So this is the AmeriChicks. We'll be right back. When buying or selling your home, you need a top-notch negotiator with experience. Award-winning RE/MAX Alliance Realtor Karen Levine has helped individuals navigate the ups and downs of the Denver real estate market for over 25 years. Karen Levine is honest, trustworthy, and has your best interests in mind. Let Karen help you find the right home for your lifestyle. Call Karen at 303-877-7516 for a no-cost consultation. That's 303-877-7516. Or visit her online at karen-levine.com and tell her the AmeriChicks sent you. Bookkeeping, accounting, and taxes, oh my! No need to worry about your company or personal finances with the proven professionals at Predovich & Company. Predovich & Company are certified public accountants who offer exceptional services to individuals, businesses, and nonprofits. Serving the South Metro area, the team at Predovich & Company strives to take a proactive approach in understanding your tax, accounting, and bookkeeping needs and situation. Give Predovich & Company a call at 303-791-3000 or check out their website at dpredovich.com and be sure to tell them the AmeriChicks sent you. I got this feeling
inside my bones. Welcome back to the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim on KDMT. We're here every Monday to Friday, 5 to 6 p.m. And of course, Fridays, you always want to join us for our World War II Day because we want to make sure everybody remembers the true history of how great America is and the sacrifices that we have made over the years to help people, not only in our own country, like in the Civil War, but also in other countries. Think of World War II. Think about going over there and liberating people who were in concentration camps, who were under the terrible tyrants of Nazi Germany and Russia.
Can I give a quick teaser for this Friday?
Sure.
We are going to have Wilburn Potter in studio. I think that he's 99. And he was on the Abner Reed, which was the first American ship that was sunk by a kamikaze pilot out at the Battle of Leyte, I think it is, in the Philippines, near the Philippines. And he's going to be in studio with us on Friday. You don't want to miss it.
Hollywood can't even make this kind of stuff up. This is good stuff.
These are the real guys.
These are real guys. Speaking of guys, real quick, I want to talk about evanyouritguy.com. It's a partner of ours, and they do such a great job. They're starting this new network of IT professionals that you can call 24/7, so you're not bothering your neighbor middle of the night like Kim does when your computer doesn't work.
I wait till 7.
Yeah. So evanyouritguy.com, but they've got folks there all the time, and they really are going to be specializing in helping small businesses specifically, but they're there for individuals as well. But we know as a small business how hard it is to get everything up and running, mm-hmm. and definitely great to have an expert with your computer needs. But also, Evan Your IT Guy has this really cool webcam camera that you can put on your computer, and so it's not like a dirty, sticky tape like I usually do, and you can fold it back and forth, so when you don't want hackers looking at you, you can close it and sit there with your rollers in your hair or your robe on. And then when you want to Skype with your, you know, your colleagues, you just click it to the side and see the camera.
I was just wondering, when do I want hackers to know what's going on? But I guess I digress.
I'm just saying you have a choice. Okay. If you go to evanyouritguy.com and you scroll down under Discover, free webcam cover, fill it out, give them your address, say the AmeriChick sent you, you get a cover, you have a choice. People can watch you or not. It's up to you, Kimmy.
I got it. And I have mine on my computer here.
Yeah, I see yours is open. But anyway.
And now I'm paranoid.
We'll get one. Go to Evan Your IT Guy and scroll down there and get one, okay,
Corey? Turn my phone upside down.
Yeah, do it. So we're in studio with Corey Gerlitz. She's the executive director of the Construction Industry Training Council, CITC. And they do such a great job. It's really for the construction industry to get training for their apprentices. And, you know, college isn't for everybody, and it's so expensive these mm-hmm. days. And now that I see that these professors are teaching, you know, their own political ideas rather than actually teaching classical truth, mm-hmm. Maybe it's a better idea for people mm-hmm. to think about doing something alternative to college. And the construction industry pays really well, Corey.
Really, really well. Yeah, really well. The need is high right now. And we were talking off air about a gentleman who graduated with us last year, and he went to college for a year, dropped out. It was not his thing. He wasn't happy. He came to us and decided he wanted to be an electrician. So we got him hired with one of our contractors. He completed the program, and he's such a hard worker. This guy, he's just amazing, absolutely amazing. And today he's driving around in a company truck. He has a company gas card. He has zero student loan debt. And he's making over $70,000 a year. So even though he didn't attend college, he's 26 years old and doing quite well for himself. And he has a recession-proof mm-hmm. career.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and that's interesting, Corey. I'm seeing a lot of articles recently about artificial intelligence. It's going to take everybody's jobs. There's not going to be mm-hmm. a need for humans anymore. And so all of our skills are going to, you know, just go away. But when you're in the construction industry, your skills are always going to be needed.
Always going to be needed. Even in the middle of the recession, somebody needs their lights turned on or off. Somebody needs to have their air conditioning fixed or their heat turned on or their plumbing fixed. And these, with the lack of people coming in, the demand is just going to get higher and the salaries are going to get higher. You know, when your basement starts to flood in the middle of the night and you have to call a plumber, are you going to say no if he quotes you a price you don't like and there's no other plumbers available?
You know, we were gone this weekend and came home to, on the first floor, the little guest bath. The toilet had been leaking, unfortunately. And so I called our plumber, and mm-hmm. he made room in his schedule, although he had a very full schedule. Mm-hmm. And certainly, I mean, I trust him, and I also paid what he said.
Yeah.
And it seemed lucrative to
yes,
me.
Yes, yeah, yeah, it probably was. It was over a holiday weekend, too. I mean, yeah. You know, when you've got water problems like that, you can't necessarily wait until the next business day.
Right.
Unless you want to shut off all the water in your house.
And that's inconvenient.
And that's very inconvenient.
It's an inconvenient truth. Tell us a story. Tell us, you know, a positive story about one of your apprentices.
Oh, there's so many. There's so many. You know, we get a lot of people coming in who've been out of school for a while. We had one individual who came to us. He's been out of school for a while, and he has a really hard time with reading comprehension. He's dyslexic. And we were able to come up with some tricks and tips to kind of help him as he was doing his homework, you know, colored overlays and different ways to help him focus on what he was reading. And he wanted this. He wanted this really bad. And the homework was exceptionally hard for him, but he kept going. He didn't give up with it. And so seeing how difficult it was for him to do the homework and also to do the exams, we decided we're going to give him auditory exams. So he comes in actually before his exam night and he'll sit down and we'll give him an auditory exam. And it's so much easier, but he knows the information. So we're able to get an accurate read that he is learning, but we're not putting him through the paces of not being able to read this exam as well. And he's going to graduate this year. He's doing great. He's maintaining a B average, and he's making a lot of money. He didn't think he was going to have this kind of career,
and he's doing great.
So
that's so awesome, Corey. One size does not fit all.
Right.
You know, I mean, you think back to the day, and you know, you had one schoolhouse, right? And all mm-hmm. the kids and all the grades were together, right. And they had the one teacher, and you just all you know had to learn that way. And I think today there's so many different people that we've interviewed that they do online school or they go to a, you know, mm-hmm. you know, this school or, you know, charter school or a private school or whatever. And there's so many options. I love it because we are all different and mm-hmm. we do have different needs and different curiosities and different ways of learning.
Right.
And so it's just so cool that the Construction Industry Training Council takes the time to sit down with your individual students, apprentices,
work with them. We really try and figure out the best way that they learn. And work with it. We get our instructors involved so they know that this gentleman here may be a visual learner and this individual here is an auditory learner and this person here is a kinesthetic learner. And just the way they talk in the classroom, they'll start on one end and say, did you see on the news last night or did you hear on the radio? And it subconsciously starts to wake up brains of different learners. And so our instructors really get to know each individual student and know what makes them tick, and we build on it. So even if you haven't been in school for a long time, don't be afraid. Mm-hmm. Come in and talk to us. We can help you, and we can really work out some of these issues.
So Corey Gerlitz, this is the AmeriChicks with Corey Gerlitz, CITC, the Construction Industry Training Council. Right now, again, I think people, if they're interested, how can they reach you?
Oh, give me a call, 303-893-1500, or you can get more information off of our website, which is citcinc.org.
Okay, Corey, I'd like to change just a little bit. It's all mm-hmm. related. However, I'd like to change just a little bit. And as we talk about people reaching out to you, I can see this deep affection that you have for each student. Mm-hmm. And I think that you are a very compassionate person. However, I also think that you are probably tough and that you hold people accountable.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, you can come in and you can tell me your story and I understand and I sympathize. But you have to make the decision if you want to stay trapped where you are or move forward. And it's like we've said before, you know, the first time you're a victim, the second time you're a volunteer. So you've got to get past some of these issues and want to move forward and make a change in your life. And if you want to do that and you show up and you give it 100%, then I will help you every step of the way.
I really can see that. But what you have said, the first time a victim, you know, the second time a volunteer, we have been moving towards kind of a whole victimhood in America. And I'm probably not, I mean, it's happened. I mean, mm-hmm. we all know people, you
sure.
know, throughout
yep.
our lives. But there's a real maturity that I think that you finally realize that nobody can belittle me without my permission.
Right. You have that choice. You get to choose how you feel. Situations and events are just that. They are situations and events. They have no emotion attached to it until you assign one to it.
Well, and it's interesting you would say that because that makes me think about Dr. Kenneth Isaacs, Molly. He was a World War II vet that we had on, Corey. And he was a psychologist, a very well-renowned psychologist. And so when we come back, I'd like to talk a little bit about what he was saying regarding emotions and decisions to act. So this is the AmeriChicks with Corey Gerlitz. We'll be right back.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
A couple in Connecticut decided to let their kids walk home from school alone every day, like many of us did growing up. But nowadays, people are so worried about overprotecting children that somebody called the police, and the parents are now charged with a crime. But these parents are fighting back. They're part of a new movement called Free Range Parenting, an effort to raise future independent adults. We all want children to feel safe, but good citizenship also requires that they become self-reliant. Looking through the lens of liberty, we see that America only remains free if we all take responsibility for ourselves and our children, not rely on the government. Do we really want free-range chickens but cooped-up kids?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Hey, welcome back. Yes, we are the AmeriChicks, Molly Vogt and Kim Munson. And be sure and check out our website, AmeriChicks.com. There's all kinds of great information there. And we are the AmeriChicks on Facebook and Twitter. And check out our AmeriChicks hashtag I am a movement. So I think that's all the info. Phone number is 303-632-4160. And quit laughing at me, you too. Okay. So wanted to give all that information. So Corey, we have Corey Gerlitz in studio with us. And Corey, this is the time's just gone by so quickly. And I really see you as a great new friend. Meeting you in May at the Construction Industry Training Council graduation ceremony was really great. The work that you are doing, the hope that you are giving, the dignity of work that you are encouraging with so many people is just inspiring.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, we were talking a little bit as we went into break about feelings, victimhood, your quote, a first time a victim, second time a volunteer, which made me think of this wonderful, I think it was at the end of the year, we had done an interview with Dr. Kenneth Isaacs, World War II vet, Natural Psychology
Foundation.com.
And basically he said that we all have feelings. We kind of have to acknowledge feelings. Mm-hmm. But there's a difference between acknowledging and kind of owning a feeling and acting upon it. And he says we can choose how we act and how we respond to things. And then you had an interesting story.
Yeah, absolutely. I had a professor who put us into a situation, and he said, imagine that you are walking through the forest and it's a beautiful day and you're by the stream and the sun is out and the trees are moving and the wind is blowing and you come across a fox with his leg caught in a trap and he is gnawing through his leg trying to get out and he's terrified and he's screaming and he's in pain. How does this make you feel?
You're like, oh.
Yeah. Oh, I was upset. I was outraged. This is the worst thing ever. I can't believe he is saying this to me. And then he said, okay, imagine you are the hunter and you set that trap. And now you have caught food for your table. And now you have a pelt that you can sell so you can get shoes for your kid or you can get school supplies or whatever you need for your family. You have set out to accomplish what you did. Now how do you feel? And I didn't say anything. I was like, well, okay, I can understand that. And he said, the point is, situations are just that. It's an is. It just exists. It doesn't have an emotion until you assign one to it. So if you want to make it a horrible thing, then it's a horrible thing. If you want to make it a good thing, it's a good thing. Or if you just say, okay, that happened to me. I'm going to move past it. And I'm going to choose to do something else, and I'm going to get on the right path, and I'm going to do something good with my life, or I'm going to walk away from whatever bad thing this is that I think is a bad thing, and I'm going to do something good.
You know, Corey, I think that when people get to a point where they believe that they're victims, and we're seeing a lot of that across America today, it concerns me because people don't realize that they do have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
They have a choice to go a different way. And I think we really need to be teaching our kids that. And I think that you probably interface with people that you know, some of your students have come in and kind of thought, this is my definition, this is who I am.
Right.
And I think that you've probably guided them to some degree to say, well, let's rethink that.
I hope so. I hope there's been some positive outcomes from it. You know, don't let anybody else define who you are. Don't let a situation define who you are. Because you can change that at any time. You can change your definition of who you are a million times in your lifetime if you want to.
You know, and I think what we also need to realize is ideally, as you work on those changing, and that's one of the things that Molly and I are working diligently on here, is to search for truth. What is that foundation? To have a foundation to define who you are. Right, Molly?
Yes. Well, and I was thinking about, you know, it also, your reaction and your attitude, I think, has a lot to do with what you're introduced to, the kind of people that you're around.
Right.
And so, you know, if your parents were always, you know, kind of putting you down, you know, saying bad things or saying you're a victim or you're too stupid, you're never going to do anything.
And you believe it.
You're never going to be able to build that. Right. Then you think that way.
Right.
And so it's really helpful to get outside of that limited space and go, you know, put yourself around some other types of people and some positive people that lift you up. Mm-hmm. And so it's just a good reminder for me, Corey and Kim, to be a lifter up. A lifter upper for other people,
right,
to help other people up, you know, so it's not a hand out, but it's a hand up. I mean, you know, we all want to help people. We see that there are people that are hungry, that are struggling, that aren't, you know, aren't able to make ends meet as easily, and we want to help them. But I think I want to help them find a job. I want to help them, you know, learn a skill. I want them to have the ability to actually not just eat today, but eat for the rest of their lives, dependent on nobody other than themselves.
Right.
And that's what you guys do such a good job at CITC.
Oh, thank you. And you know what? It's really cool just that you said that. It's our instructors are working out in the field every day along with the apprentices. So they're hot, they're cold, they're tired, they're exhausted, and they're still coming in for 4 hours to teach all night long too because they want to give back. They know the only way they're going to be able to find more people to come into this trade is if they give back and they train and they teach. And so it's kind of a giving...
Yeah, a
giving industry. It really is. It's a neat process to watch.
Yeah.
You're training somebody to take your job, essentially.
And you're proving that the free market works.
Yeah,
that
it does.
You know, we don't need the government to come in and fund all of these different things, because when they do, they don't, you know, 100% of that money doesn't go, and 100% of the skill doesn't go towards the person that needs the help. But when the free market does it, like all of the different groups that are a part of your association,
right,
and the training council, then they're giving their own money because it benefits them.
Right. Absolutely. And they have less employee turnover.
Yeah.
You've got a skilled workforce. So it all works.
Okay. One quick question. Okay. In high school, junior high, I had shop class. And I took apart that
you
engine.
Were lucky.
Anyway, so real quick, but now it doesn't seem like they have those classes anymore. So how do people really find out about the construction industry and that's something they want to do?
Okay, so there's a couple of different things. First of all, shop is starting to come back into the high schools. There was a House Bill 1170 that passed a couple years ago. So you're starting to see the schools get more on board. They're not just making students college ready. They're making students college and career ready.
Okay.
And then we work with a couple of pre-apprenticeship programs that are an option for some listeners too. If they don't know they necessarily want to be in construction as a full career, it's kind of, they can try it out at no expense. There's an organization called Careers in Construction Now, CCN, and it's a 4-week program. They can do it at night so they don't have to quit their day job.
Nice.
And they'll get some certifications at the end of the program, like their OSHA 10-hour certification, and they'll get a basic intro to construction They'll get to learn about some of the different trades. And at the end, there's a hiring fair with all of our contractors, and they can get hired on and go that direction, or they can say, thanks, this wasn't for me. And it's at no cost to them.
Four weeks. No cost.
4 weeks, no cost.
CCN.com.
Okay.
It's not as CCN.com. No. You'd actually have to go to buildcolorado.com.
Okay.
And it's Careers in Construction Now.
Okay.
Well, Corey Gerlitz, it's just been great having you in studio. And we love entrepreneurs. We have one of our favorite entrepreneurs on the line with us, Brandon Schmidt with Desi On Demand. Hey, Brandon, how are you doing?
I'm well. How are you both?
Well, we're doing just great.
Awesome.
So we know Brandon well. We can certainly endorse him. So, Brandon, tell people what you do exactly.
Of course. Yeah. So I'm a one-stop shop kind of media company. So for companies like the Americhicks, they need a ton of services, website services, video, photography, and, you know, graphic design, stuff like that. And it makes it really simple for the Americhicks to just go to one person, one company that can provide all that. But the best part is they only pay monthly based on a certain amount of hours they need. So it's a flat rate, and they can use their hours for any of my services.
And it's mydesi.com. And Brandon, you just always do such a great job. We had somebody in studio with us, and Casper Stockham, he was looking at our computer website. He's like, by the way, I wanted to let you know that the Americhicks website is off the chains. We didn't know what that meant, but
you.
He smiled when he said it. So
sounded
we thought mydesi.com, call Brandon.
Yeah, we thought that was probably pretty good.
Yeah, thank you. Tell him thank you.
And you are an entrepreneur. I mean, you're a young guy, and you kind of had a dream, and you have just been, the business has been growing. And so again, what's the best way for people to reach you, Brandon Schmidt?
Of course, yeah. So you can reach me through my website, mydezi.com. It's M-Y-D-E-Z-I. Or you can call me at 303-359-1522. And always looking for more business, and love to hear from you, obviously, and any of your listeners.
Well, great. And Brandon, is there any quick hot tip right now that you would tell a small business as they're trying to think about
branding,
some of their marketing?
On their website,
branding. Yeah.
I think tax breaks for small businesses would be huge, especially in maybe a 5-year startup tax break, where they could create jobs and create enough income in those 5 years that they can support a company and more importantly, support the families of those employees of the company. Maybe that's an idea.
Okay. And when you say tax break, you mean starting a business? I mean, it takes a lot of cash and sweat to get going,
Initially, yeah, definitely. It's definitely startup costs and self-employment tax. It's pretty outrageous, in my opinion.
We agree.
But yeah, tax breaks on that. You should be encouraged to at least start a business, and, the government is preventing those with, really strong dreams and ambitions, because, a lot of times those people don't have good financial backgrounds or, resources to use. So it's a lot harder for them.
So your thought really is that I think you're saying is government get out of the way so that young people can go after their hopes and dreams and start businesses, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Well, that is Brandon Schmidt with
MyDesi.com.
And again, your phone number, Brandon?
303-359-1522.
Great. And go look at the Americhicks website. There's all kinds of great information there. And it's amazing that Brandon still talks to us sometimes,
yeah,
Molly.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, okay. Brandon.
Thanks so much. We greatly
thank you.
Really appreciate it.
So,
awesome.
So mydesi.com is for branding, website, photography, videos, promotions, all of that. So check them out.
Oh, definitely. And Corey Gerlitz, we're at the end of the show. Thank you so much for being in studio. You are the executive director of the Construction Industry Training Council.
Yes, and thank you very much for having me on. I appreciate it. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about the opportunities that are out there for anybody who's interested.
We're all about opportunities.
Yes, we are. In the next 7 years, construction industry is going to need to find 30,000 more people to keep up with the growth. So get a job.
And Thomas Jefferson said, in our private pursuits, it is a great advantage that every honest employment is deemed honorable. He said, I am myself a nail maker. I didn't know that.
Sometimes you're the nail maker, sometimes you're the hammer. This is the Americhicks signing off on KDMT. We'll see you tomorrow at 5 p.m.